Ticket stock is just right around the corner, and that means we have our ticket stock song that is airing, and this is the parody of the Drake Hotline Bling song. If you put it on non-blue there, Cray Tray, we can listen to the original of this song. I don't know if you guys are real familiar with it.
I am not.
This, I had heard it. Prom thing.
I had heard it, and the few times that I'd heard it, I think I'd turned the channel. I don't know, but the more I listened to it, it's not that bad a jam.
See the video?
Yeah.
He's just dancing around in awkward jackets and sweaters.
Yeah, with silhouettes of girls dancing too. Okay, so not bad. So we decided to parody that song with this and the great Donnie Dew.
You used to call me, oh my. You used to.
That sounds a lot like it. We didn't hear the very beginning, but it sounds a lot like it.
Don't just call in on your cell phone anytime you need some fun. Calling on your cell phone isn't gonna get it done. Come on out to ticket stock. That can only mean good things. Round tables and autographs. And the time wasters will sing. Irvin, Texas is the city. Ooh. Got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody go, so don't get left out. P1s don't get down, don't be stressed out. Irvin, Texas is the city. Ooh.
I'm just, I guess that's it.
I think Donnie did a great job, and I have heard, at least this is just for me, maybe you guys have had a different reaction. I've heard fewer complaints about this than we normally do on a ticket stock song. Obviously, some people say, it's a beating, that song's ridiculous. But I haven't heard nearly the negative reaction to this that I normally do.
Yeah, I haven't heard much reaction one way or the other. Tend to think that over the years, the negative reaction is because of the amount of times they hear a song, not always the song. Sometimes the song is annoying, but I think it's when they hear it 3 times an hour for 2 months, that's when they start to revolt.
But I think, and I'm sure that is the truth, but it seems like, I don't know, Gordo and I do one 3 times in, people are already slamming their dashboards and just begging us to take it off the air. I think this one is so cool that it, I'm sure people would get tired of it here in 3 or 4 weeks or so. That means we'll play it for another 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
But I think this one is so cool that it may hold up better than your usual ticket stock song.
Maybe it's just not, it's so smooth. You know, it's just not offensive. It doesn't
it's
jump
not such
out
a
at
mind
you.
Worm. Right.
It's
not,
ticket stock, ticket stock.
And Irving Convention Center. I mean, 2 times in on that one.
Right.
We were all done with it. And what was the other one? How did we work in This Is What the Fox Says?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot.
Remember
about that one.
Come to ticket stock. Ding, 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 ding.
Mm. How about the Chocolate Rain one?
That was that was Summer Bash, but yeah, same thing. Summer Bash or Ticket Stock. Yeah, that one may have been the worst earworm ever. But this one is, I think, pretty darn good, which I think shows once again, Donnie needs to be the permanent host of Ticket Stock Song.
Absolutely.
He knocks it out of the park every time he does it. Seems like we say this every time that Donnie does a Ticket Stock Song.
I'd vote for that.
Yeah. That he is so darn good at it, he ought to do it every time. Yeah, and I've even heard some people. I think I've heard more compliments about this one than normal.
Hmm.
So
after 22 years, we've figured it out.
We figured it out. Let Donnie do the ticket stock song. I do have one question about it though, with the lyrics. Has it been a problem before that P1s would just phone in their attendance at ticket stock and not go, just call us on their cell phone and tell us that they're not going?
I haven't caught that.
Just don't call in on your cell phone. It's you know, it's kind of a stretch there when comparing it to hotline bling. But
does that mean don't just call like for crazy cowboy calls, but show up in person?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, don't.
If you're a longtime caller, be a first time ticket stock goer.
Yeah, I guess just don't call up. Actually, participate in ticket stock, and we do encourage you to do that at the Irving Convention Center. All right, congratulations, Donnie. You are the best, and you are now the winner, and we'll host the Ticket Stock Song each year. We've got that settled.
Ticket Stock Song Singer Emeritus is what he has just been awarded.
Donnie Dew, your man, Donnie Dew.
And it's been announced that his backup is going to be Eob Millions.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's just Million. Eob Million.
And don't forget, don't just phone it in. Texas Motor Speedway Ticket Stock brought to you in part by Bud Light, Macho Self-Storage, and Albertsons, February 19th and 20th at the Irving Convention Center. We do have the ticket time wasters on Friday night. We have T.O. We have Zaza Pachulia. We have Kid and Play. He is a kid of Kid and Play is going to be there. And we also have a free concert from Pat Green on Saturday night. So it's going to be a good time. Put that in your day planner for February 19th and 20th.